This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs. It's a day with, you know, lots of new things that keep happening, new news that pops up.
Political intrigue everywhere.
Latest that we've been hearing of.
Yes, so we've heard that a number of PKR MPs have quitting PKR and the Pakatan Harapan Coalition. The 11 parliamentarians who are quitting are Azmin Zuraida, Foreign Affairs Minister Saifuddin Abdullah, Works Minister Barubian, Deputy Transport Minister Kamaruddin Jaffar, Nibong Tabal MP Mansur Othman, Patupahat MP Rashid Hasnun, Sagamat MP Santara Kuma, Saratok MP Ali Biju, Puncak Borneo MP Willy Mongin and Ranau MP Jonathan Yassin. We heard also that PKR President Anwar Ibrahim has gone to Istana Negara, so he is having an audience with the Agong. And we've also heard news that our DPM, there is a convoy ferrying the DPM, Dr. Wan Aziza Wan Ismail, that they've also entered the palace. We're also hearing news, we're getting these reports from Malaysia Kini, that Azmin Ali and Zuraida Kamaruddin, together with several cars belonging to deputy ministers, have arrived in Tun Mahathir's residence in Sri Kembangan. So, a lot happening.
Yes.
And of course, Tun Mahathir has given his resignation, yes, if you haven't heard.
Yes. So, a lot has been happening since last night. We also do have on the line to help us maybe make some sense of all of these events and unpacking some of what this might mean for us. We have Professor James Chin, Director of the Asia Institute at the University of Tasmania. Hi, Professor Chin. Can you hear us?
Yes, very good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for making the time.
Not a problem.
So just to kick things off, you know, now that Tun M has resigned, what do you foresee happening with the Prime Minister's position? Will there be a caretaker PM?
No, it doesn't work that way. He resigned primarily for tactical purposes because under the British system, when a Prime Minister resigns, it means the entire government resigns.
Okay. And sources say that Tun M has designated DPM Dato Sri Wan Aziza to be interim PM?
I don't know. I think everything is up in the air now. What I can tell you and your listeners is that over the next couple of hours, the key person who will decide things in the short term will be the king, the Agong. Mm-hmm. So because both sides will obviously be lobbying him, trying to convince him that they have the numbers. So he will have to make a judgment call about which side can form the next government.
Mm. So if you say that the entire government resigns, right, does that mean that fresh elections should be called in order to give the so-called quote-unquote new government a fresh mandate? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
No. Under the Malaysian system, the king has the power to ask anybody he deems or he believes that the support of the parliament to create and form a new government. And this can be tested on the first sitting of parliament where they can call a vote of confidence.
So for Sabah and Sarawak perspective, right, what will the change in premiership mean for these two states?
Not much. As you know, Sabah and Sarawak has really not been in Pakatan. Many people are under the wrong assumption that Warisan is part of Pakatan, when in fact Warisan was just an ally of Pakatan. So in fact, in many ways, Sabah and Sarawak are in a very sweet spot now. They can get maximum leverage from whoever is forming the government, and they can ask for concessions.
And, as we've heard, 11 MPs have actually quit PKR, including, you know, Azmin Ali, Zuraida Kamaruddin, Saifuddin Abdullah, Barubian, Kamaruddin Jaffar, just running through the list, Mansur Othman, Rashid Hasnun, Santar Kumar, Ali Biju, Willy Mongin, and Jonathan Yassin. So what does this actually mean for PKR leadership?
Nothing. It simply means that PKR numbers are smaller now. The other significant thing is that Bersatu has actually left the government as well.
That's right.
Has left the coalition as well.
Yes,
so
that's
right. So Arnaud wants to convince the king. He has to convince the king that he can find additional MPs to fill this gap. So we're talking about, at least 35 MPs, and it's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And we just got news that Tun Mahathir has also resigned as Bersatu president. So Bersatu chairman. Sorry. So all of this is again just part of a grander plan, maybe.
Who knows? We just have to wait and see how the chips fall.
Mm. And does Anwar, do you think, have those numbers, the 35 MPs that he needs?
Well, there's a big block of MPs waiting to jump either way, and I'm talking about Sarawak GPS. That's got close to 20. There's also a block of MPs, not many, in UMNO, who are sort of waiting to go the winner. So these are the two big blocks. There might be one or two from us who are capable of defecting, but other than that, I think the numbers are very tight. But a bigger problem is the deadline. He has to go to the palace and show the palace that he has the support, and he's got very little time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at the 11 MPs that quit PKR, right, what support do they have within PKR and within the Pakatan Coalition as well?
Oh, no. Every MP in Pakatan is counted as one. It doesn't mean that you're more senior than the others. So the 11 who got out of PKR simply means you minus 11 from the total number of MPs PKR has.
Okay. And, you know, with Azmin Ali having been one of the names that would be, that was being touted for the PM's position as well, what do you think his next move will be?
I think there's a fair bit of misreporting. He was never touted as a PM. He was touted as a future PM. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very different thing.
Okay, okay. But do you have any idea what you think his next move might be in all of this?
I have no idea. I'm trying to find a good bomber to tell me what's happening.
So are we.
Thank you so much, Professor Chin.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
So that was Professor James Chin, director of the Asia Institute at the University of Tasmania. So we do have more discussions coming up for you. But first, a quick break, and we'll be back shortly on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.